Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's take a look at some of the news. Winter Bridgeport and Chalfont Peapod Playgroups. From Mono County, First 5 News. Bridgeport will be Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. from November 28th through January 30th. And Chalfont will be Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. November 23rd through February 1st. For more information, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Also go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the link to the Eastern Sierra Pride Festival survey. The Eastern Sierra Pride Festival is getting ready for the 2023 festival, but they'd like to know how they did on the 2022 festival back in June. Also, their next meeting will be at the Mountain Rambler Brewery, Monday, November 7th, from 6 to 7 p.m. There will also be one at the Mammoth Mountain Brewing Company, Monday, November 14th, from 6 to 7 p.m.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
The Inyo County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday praised the work of the fledgling Friends of Lone Pine Airport to revitalize the Southern Inyo Aviation Facility and bring visiting pilots to the area. The third annual backcountry fly-in and tail dragger jamboree at the Lone Pine Death Valley Airport was held October 14th to the 16th and brought in as many as 45 planes from as far away as Nebraska and Wyoming, Anishad Montgomery said. The pilots and their families represented a broad cross-section of ages and occupations, from Cal Poly Tech students and even aviation enthusiasts in the 9 to 13 age range to a freshly commissioned naval officer, engineers, flight instructors, and farmers. According to Montgomery, $7,680 worth of fuel was sold, and $909 in tie-down fees was collected for the county. On top of that, thousands of dollars participants spent at local motels, restaurants, food trucks, and shops. For more information, go to EasternSierraNow.com and read the full article. Also, there's a link to the YouTube video. And the Mammoth Lakes PD's Bear Beat for October 11th through the 30th is out. Go to Eastern Sierra Now to get the full report. But sadly, the main thing to point out is October 29th at 9:57 p.m., Old Mammoth Road. Locals illegally using a construction trash bin as their personal dumpster, thus attracting bears, resulting in a cub getting struck and killed by a car. Please, use bear-safe containers. Make sure all your food is put away. They have very sensitive noses. If you leave food in your car, they're going to try to get in. Be careful. Protect our bears. And that looks like it's going to do it for me. Thank you for listening as always. I will talk to you tomorrow.